This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and as promised this morning, we have a very, very special guest, a friend, Jeff Lowenfeld. He is from Alaska, and just because he lives in Alaska, it doesn't mean you can't garden. Jeff is the author, and as far as the new technology of soil, he is the authority on microbes, bacteria, mycorrhizae, bacillus, and all of the other little things that we don't see in our soil. And we're now learning that it's more important to have the microbes in the soil than actually putting down fertilizer. And if you combine the two, you'll have the best garden that you've ever had. Now, Jeff is up early. I hope he's had some coffee, because he's going to need it. And if you have a question on the new technology of gardening, I want you to call. The number is 855-660-4261. The days of organic gardening, when they first got started, it was using a compost pile, and the products that were available were good, but it was the early days. And Jeff has changed that. He has written 3 books. He is now in the Garden Writers Hall of Fame for the books. The first one is called Teeming with Microbes: A Gardener's Guide to the Soil Food Web. He followed it up with Teeming with Nutrients: The Organic Gardener's Guide to Optimizing Plant Nutrition. And he's just released his third book, Teeming with Fungi: The Organic Grower's Guide to Mycorrhizae. Jeff, good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well. I'm so pleased that you were able to get up early and join us and explain to people what Mother Nature has been doing and how we're now learning about it. And we can have a much, much better garden with a lot less diseases, better production, better keeping quality, and a lot more.
Yeah, healthier, better tasting, easier to grow. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. It's really hard to believe the changes that have occurred in the organic gardening world over the past 25 years. Just simply stunning. I mean, I remember, and you probably do too, getting Rodale Press's Organic Farming and Gardening, I think it was called back then. And you'd go through the thing, and it was all organic, because Rodale was America's first organic guy, and there was not one mention of the word bacteria, not one mention of the word fungus, not one mention of mycorrhizal. The microbes were not really part of even the language of organic gardening back then, even though they were what was running. So we've seen changes, that it's really important, I think, for all gardeners to just get a little checkup, make sure that they understand how the system really is supposed to operate.
Right. It has changed tremendously. I remember growing up that my father always used a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, and he would put in compost and things like that, chicken manure, cow manure, and that was the extent of feeding the garden. But today, 10-10-10 and 5-10-5 is an old-fashioned fertilizer. It's something that can be very expensive, and most people don't think so, because you buy a bag and it is inexpensive, but you got to do it every single month, and you're not rebuilding the soil. And that's what you have spent a lot of time. Now, how did you get interested in this new technology that's changed the gardening world?
Well, I was involved with a gentleman up in Alaska who had discovered that we had this special soil. Everybody always thought it was just peat, but it turned out to be what we call Alaska humus. And it was very, very special, very high microbiology in it. And as a result of being exposed to that, I was exposed to a woman named Dr. Elaine Ingham. And Dr. Elaine Ingham is what I would call the guru of the science of the soil food web. And once I learned about the soil food web, which I'll just quickly go over in a quick second, it just opened my eyes, the scale fell off, and here was Katie by the door from there on in. And here's what I learned. And I learned it from Dr. Elaine. And this is how it operates. This is how the redwoods fertilize themselves. This is how plants everywhere get their food. They produce substances which drip out of their roots. They're called exudates. The exudates attract bacteria and fungus. Fungi, I should say. So the fungi and the bacteria, they're eating these exudates right in the root system. These exudates contain tremendous amounts of carbon, because that's what they need. So they're eating, they're happy, they're breathing, they're pooping, they're having a great time. And along come the things that eat them, namely nematodes, which are true worms, and protozoa. Protozoa are amoebas and paramecians, the things we studied in high school, but we didn't know why we were studying them. So the protozoa and the nematodes eat the bacteria and the fungi that have been attracted to the plant roots by the plant's exudates. And they eat them, they digest what they need, but what they don't need, they poop out right there in the root zone, the rhizosphere. And guess what? It contains all sorts of good food that the plant needs, particularly nitrogen. So the plant, by producing these exudates and attracting the bacteria and the fungus, and the fungus and the bacteria attracting the nematodes and the protozoa who eat them, poop out the excess with nutrients in it. That's how plants feed themselves. Whoa, you can't fool me when I found that out. I've been writing a garden column for 25 years, and I had absolutely no idea that that's how the system works. That it all boils down to those little bacteria and those little fungi and the fertilizer bags and the nematodes and the protozoa that are the fertilizer spreaders. Whoa, what a system. And every single plant you know uses that system to feed itself. And then you come along as a gardener, and you don't understand that system, and you do what gardeners do. You apply fertilizer, maybe pesticides, maybe herbicides, and all of this stuff has an impact on the plant and the way it operates. And so you switch that system up a little bit, and then all of a sudden you become part of that soil food web, and if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, your plants don't live the proper way. So it really gets all messed up because you don't operate using the system that the plants use. So that's in a nutshell what goes on. And the first book describes that in great detail with all of the nuances that it involves. So, for example, your soils can be either bacterially dominated or fungally dominated. It means they have more bacteria than fungus or more fungus than bacteria. If it's bacterially dominated, then the nitrogen that's being produced is nitrate nitrogen. And if it's commonly the nitrogen that's produced is ammonia-based. And each one gives a different pH to the soil. So your pH is influenced by the bacteria and the fungus. Soil structure develops as a result of the bacteria sticking to particles of soil and those soils sticking to each other. And then fungal hyphae weaving those little particles together into bigger conglomerates. And that's how soil structure begins. These aren't square little particles being stuck together. So there's pore spaces and air spaces and places for little guys to hide from bigger guys and for water to go in and air to come out. And this is how soil structure begins. So it just goes right on down the line, and everything you're concerned about in gardening relates to something in the soil food web.
So all of these beneficial microbes, the beneficial bacteria that's in the ground has been there for millions of years. It's made our forests grow, our prairies, and it's something that we're now beginning to understand, and we can make it better by adding these when we garden. Jeff, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, and then you can explain to our listeners how important it is to switch over to your current way of gardening to the new technology.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
To the Paul Parent Cotton Club, we are talking with Jeff Lowenfels. He is the authority on beneficial microbes in your soil. And if you have a question or wondering how it works and what you can do in your garden that would help these microbes to grow better, give us a call. It's 855-660-4261. Now, Jeff, I know you've
proved the sound, I think.
Jeff, I think maybe we should tell people about some of these beneficial microbes so that they can, how they can understand how it works. It's a microbe that grows on the root of the plant, right?
Yes, indeed. Mycorrhizal fungi is really crucial. This is a fungal spore. It's got like a mushroom spore that's out in the soil. It gets a signal from the plant saying, I need help. And it grows to the plant. It grows into the root. It doesn't really grow into the cell of the root, but it goes around the cells inside the root. So there's no direct connection. There's a membrane between the fungus and the plant. And then the other half goes out into the soil, or the other end, I should say, goes out into the soil and gets, in return for the exudates, phosphorus, nitrogen, zinc, molybdenum, manganese, magnesium, just all sorts of nutrients, mostly phosphorus and nitrogen, if I'd add, and brings it back to the plant and transfers the nutrients to the plant, gets more exudate, goes out and gets more nutrients. It's a beautiful system, and the system is called a mycorrhiza. And if there's more than one root and fungus involved, it's called a mycorrhizae. It always involves the root and the fungus. The fungus is called a mycorrhizal fungus. And they are incredibly effective. In fact, it was a shocking thing for me to find out that the reason we have plants on Earth today is because they partnered up with these fungus 400 million years ago. That's how come we have trees today. And then 200 million years ago, a lot of your vegetable plants and annuals and whatnot also teamed up with a similar kind of mycorrhizal fungi, but slightly different kind. And so 90 to 96% of all plants
on the planet Earth operate as a result of this symbiotic relationship. And when you're a gardener, you can either destroy that relationship or you can enhance that relationship.
And destroying it, how would you destroy it? How have we been doing things wrong?
Sure. Well, let's start with rototilling. Now, many people have read Mycelium Running. It's a book by Paul Stamets that was on the New York Times bestseller list that describes the unbelievable impact that that fungus have on our world. And what he really described was a sort of an underground internet system of woven together fungal hyphae. And so your soil in your garden has, well, a good teaspoon has 14 to 15 invisible feet or feet of invisible fungal hyphae in it. You can't see it, but there's 14 to 15 feet in every teaspoon of good garden soil. Now, when you come along and you rototill, you chop up that network. So if you can imagine that your soil is really nothing more than like a big steel wool Brillo pad, and then all of a sudden you come along with a rototiller and you break that up. Well, it takes a long time for it to reestablish itself and to create that mycelium again. And so it's a really, really bad thing to do, particularly in terms of the mycorrhizal fungi, but it also impacts everything else in the soil food web as well. So rototilling is a big no-no, particularly when it comes to maintaining the mycorrhizal fungi. So that's the first thing.
So never rototill the garden again.
Well, you know, you can rototill once, and that's okay. But after you do that, the soil is broken up enough so that you can get it. You know, we've all seen things grow up through cement, through pavement. They don't need the rototilling.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's a real shocker. I have to tell you, I'm an owner of three rototillers, and I love to rototill, but it is one of the worst things you can do in the garden. Even the United States Department of Agriculture now is promoting no-till agriculture.
Wow. Okay, Jeff, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll open up the eyes of everybody else with what you have to tell us about this new technology. Are you looking for a safe and effective organic fungicide, insecticide, and miticide product to use in your vegetable garden, on your fruit trees, in your annual, perennial, and rose garden? Then look no further than Organicide 3-in-1 Garden Spray. Late blight on tomatoes, powdery mildew on your vegetables and flower garden, and all the pests on your fruit trees. That's Organicide 3-in-1 Spray when you want to garden organically, and it's bee-friendly and safe for your entire family. If your garden is limited to containers, then it's time for you to try the Smart Pot. This incredible container is made with landscape fabric, and plants grow better in it than any other product. Better drainage, less heat buildup, better root development, and plants mature faster for earlier flowers and vegetables. Best of all, the Smart Pot does not have to be stored indoors for the winter, and it will last for years. That's the Smart Pot. I love it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking this morning with Jeff Lowenfels. He is the author of three books about the soil, about what lives in the soil, and how what lives in the soil can give you a better garden, better quality plants, better production, better keeping vegetables and produce. And with all of the changes in the fertilizer laws, one of them is phosphorus-free fertilizer because it creates a lot of algae in lakes and ponds and rivers and streams. We had no way to get phosphorus. And with the discovery of mycorrhizae, this natural way of collecting the mycorrhizae, collecting the phosphorus from the soil, has now made it possible for things to grow a lot better. Now, Jeff, mycorrhizae and phosphorus, how do they work together?
Well, it's very interesting. When you put phosphorus down, incidentally, as you've said a couple of times, I've written three books. So the first book, Teeming with Microbes, is sort of how food gets to the plant. Okay. The second book, Teeming with Microbes, is how food gets in the plant and then what happens to it once it does. So this is part of the sort of that system. The mycorrhizal fungi drip out acids. And these acids are capable of breaking apart phosphorus from its locked position. When you put phosphorus down on your soil, it becomes chemically locked up in a nanosecond. Just gets locked up. And just a teeny, teeny little bit of it is available to roots as a result of osmosis and diffusion. Just a very teeny little bit of it. So it's very hard for plants to get it. And it's, as you know, one of the key elements that plants need. If they associate with a mycorrhizal fungi, the mycorrhizal fungi goes out and gets that phosphorus by using its acids that it drips out, digests whatever has the phosphorus in it, absorbs the phosphorus, and then translocates it back to the plant. Now, when a plant grows into the soil, the root
goes into that soil, and it creates a little zone around it that's a depletion zone. It's where all of the things moved from the soil into the plant, and there's no more nutrients in that little depletion zone. The plant has two choices. The first choice is to grow deeper into more soil. That's a very, very energy-expensive, photosynthetic, material-expensive method of going about getting food. The second thing it can do is it can just put out an attractant, get the mycorrhizal fungi to come to it, associate with the mycorrhizal fungi, and for just a little bit of exudates, it gets all the phosphorus it needs because that's what the mycorrhizal fungi does. Wow. Who knew? I didn't have any idea. And I think most scientists really didn't have any idea. And in fact, what we've discovered is one of the reasons why it was so difficult to deal with mycorrhizal fungi for a long time was because if there's too much phosphorus in the soil, the plant won't call the fungus, won't attract the fungus, and doesn't form the relationship. So for years and years and years, people were studying mycorrhizal fungi, but they had too much phosphorus in their soil, and they weren't doing well. The studies were not going well. Now we know that these are the guys that go out and get phosphorus. You don't need to apply phosphorus. And if you do apply phosphorus, then you disrupt this wonderful system. Now, one last thing about phosphorus is that we're almost at what's known as peak phosphorus. We're almost completely out of it. And there are predictions that in the next 30 or 40 years, there'll be no more phosphorus. So one of the reasons why we don't have a middle number on our lawn foods anymore in the United States is, yes, because we get eutrophication and all sorts of terrible things that happen in our water systems. But the other reason is a very smart one is we are preserving phosphorus because it's silly to waste it. And if you have mycorrhizal fungi, you don't need to add phosphorus to your system. Simple as that.
So this is the alternative. It will keep our lakes and rivers and streams from getting all this algae bloom. And why add it if we already have it in the soil? And as you said, the bulk of what you add is instantly tied up in the chemistry of the soil, and the plant can't use it anyways.
Right. It's complete waste. And so you've done all this work, and it's not even helping the plant. And it's hurting the planet on top of everything else. So, yeah, it's just one of those things. Again, you have to scratch your head and say to yourself, how do the redwoods, how do those sequoia trees eat? Well, they use those little teeny microbes just like gardeners should. And if there's no better example than these big old trees are 370 feet tall and 500 years old, they use the microbes to feed themselves. Nobody puts Miracle-Gro down on the redwood forests. Nobody uses Roundup or any of that kind of stuff. You don't need to. The plant is in full control. It's only when we come along as gardeners and apply chemicals that don't belong, they may work, but they disrupt the system, and we have to take the place of all of those microbes, and that means our fun hobby becomes a terrible chore, and nobody wants gardening to become a chore.
Right. We want it to be fun. We want to be able to enjoy it.
And safe. And we want it to be safe, too. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of your customers, I say customers, but a lot of the people who advertise on your show, in fact, almost all of them, are into this soil food web system. They have mycorrhizal fungi and bacteria and, good compost and stuff. So, yeah, these folks ought to be listening to Paul Parent as he brings us along. And we make that conversion into pure organics.
Yeah, it's time for a change. We've got to make the earth better. We have to make our gardening a lot better and safer for us and safer for our kids
Exactly. We all have Roundup in our blood system. Now, why do we all have Roundup in our blood? I don't use Roundup. You don't use Roundup. Why is it in your blood? Unbelievable. It's in every little bit of food you eat. They use it to, on all sorts of stuff. So we get enough exposure to it. Why would we want to add it to our own garden? Gosh, silly,
Exactly.
And there's so many easier ways to go. That's the other thing. It's not difficult to be an organic gardener.
Right. And, when you get big companies that actually put the genes of Roundup in the seed The farmer can use the product without killing that plant.
Right.
It gets to be a little scary. You know, I'm eating a vegetable that's been treated or remastered that it will not die when you use a high toxic product like Roundup, and you can spray it directly on the plant and the plant won't die, is because it's been remastered or redesigned to tolerate it. And how good is that? Is that for us?
Well, and do we need it? I mean, personally, I like my heirloom tomatoes. I don't need a tomato that's going to last 20 months on the shelf. You know, so a lot of this stuff is being done for other than gardeners, that's for sure. And when you walk into a supermarket now and you see all that organic produce and food, and, you know, you've got to say to yourself, gee, what's going on here? Why do we have two different food systems? One uses chemicals and one doesn't use chemicals. Which would I rather eat? Well, it's pretty clear. And if you'd rather eat organic food, then you better be growing organic food, because that's the only way to do it.
Right. Now the
Again, it's so easy to do. That's the thing. I mean, you know, the chemical industry has created this idea that going organic is so difficult and it doesn't work and it takes too long, you know, and all of that stuff is just complete manure.
Yeah, and it's something that everybody can do, no matter what the size of their garden. And I remember one of the first times we talked, you shocked our listening audience and you said, don't rake the leaves on your lawn. Mow them and grind them up so that the leaves can feed the grass.
Not the grass. They're not feeding the grass. They're feeding the microbes that feed the grass. And that's the distinction. You know, when we put down a fertilizer, we think we're feeding the plant. No, we're feeding the microbes. The microbes are what feed the plant. And so, leaving those leaves down was a key thing to keeping lawns healthy without having to spend tremendous amounts of money on fertilizers.
So there's a lot of things that Mother Nature does. I mean, Mother Nature doesn't rake the leaves. She just lets them fall to the ground. They rot. They become humus. They provide food for the microbes in your soil.
Can I make one correction here? I hate to do this, but it's just something that they discovered a couple of months ago and announced it about a month ago. Humus, we used to think, was, in fact, all of those decayed, rotted-out leaves in its ultimate state. Humus was always described as the end product of composting. Well, what they discovered was the humus is not composted leaves and organic material. It turns out that the humus itself is the composted microbes that decay things. Isn't that interesting? It's the microbes that are the humus, not the organic material. So you said earlier in the show, it is possible to have a garden without fertilizing it. And the way you do that is you develop that humus, and the way you develop that humus is with microbes, tremendous numbers of microbes. And again, your clients, the things that you sell that are organic, contain these microbes.
Mm-hmm.
Compost, for example, contains the bacteria and the fungus and the nematodes and the protozoa. So it has the fertilizer bags and the fertilizer spreaders in it. That's why compost is so good. Now, I have to add, it does not have mycorrhizal fungus in it, because mycorrhizal fungi require plant roots, those exudates, in order to live. And there are no plant roots in the compost. So you have to add it to compost at the end of the composting process.
Now,
but compost, worm compost, oh my gosh, all of these things are just chock full of all the microbes in great proportions that you need.
Now,
you can hardly shut me up, obviously.
If you were planting your garden, spring is 26 days away, and you had a choice of putting compost in your garden or animal manure, what would you put down?
Compost. And I do that for two reasons. I use compost, again, as I noted before, it has all the fertilizer and fertilizer spreaders in it in terms of the microbes. It's got pretty good soil, you know, pretty good soil structure. But because it's already decayed to a certain degree, the microbial mix is slightly different. When you use raw manure, you know, it has to go through the process to become compost. And then there's one other problem with raw manure. It might have too much phosphorus and too much potassium in it to support a healthy microbial, fungal mycorrhizal community. So you have to make sure that it doesn't have too much phosphorus in it. Again, it's one of the things we have to watch very carefully so that we maintain the mycorrhizal fungi.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and one of the statements that you have mentioned is don't kill the garden. And maybe you can tell us what you should do in the fall. Do we pull all the plants out? Do we just cut them and let them sit there because of the root system? We'll tell you right after these.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Jeff Lowenfeld. He is the authority on soil, bacteria, microbes, fungi, bacillus, and he's trying to explain to all of you this morning that Mother Nature has everything that it needs in the soil, and that if you can work on making the things that you don't see in your soil grow in harmony with your plants, you won't have to add fertilizer. Or you can cut back tremendously by taking care of these microbes that you can only see with a microscope. Now, Jeff, you had said that one of the things that you should not do is rototill the garden. So right. In the fall of the year, how do you clean the garden? Do you pull everything up or do you just cut it and let it sit in the soil?
Well, it depends, of course, what the crop is. I mean, obviously, if they're potatoes, I pull them up. But if they're something that has, you know, that produces above ground, that has a root system below ground, what I tend to do is cut the crop off and leave the roots and the soil undisturbed. Now, why would I possibly do that? It's simple. Those plants have been producing exudates, attracting those bacteria and fungi all spring and summer long. And so what you've got around the root system, even though you're harvesting the plant, you've got a very vibrant, living soil food web. And rather than destroy that by pulling the entire plant out of the soil, I just cut the plant off at the ground and let that root system stay there. Those bacteria and fungi will change in diversity, and you know, different species will come and go. But what's around those now dead roots are good microbes that we want to preserve and use in the following spring. So the harvesting is slightly different. You don't have to pull everything up out of the ground. The second thing I would do in the fall is have a soil test. Now, I would only do this once every 4 or 5 years, but the truth of the matter is that as gardeners, we ignore soil testing. Almost, I don't know any, I really don't know any gardeners that are regular soil testers. We just think, okay, we'll just add the stuff, it'll be okay, and it'll balance itself out. But in fact, if you test your soil in the fall and get those results back, you can make adjustments in the fall to your soil that'll be operating all winter long, and then by the time spring comes along, you'll have the optimum nutrient health for your soil. So I would take a soil test, and I say only once every 4 or 5 years do you need to do that, and then you do it again maybe the following year just to see which way it's trending, and then you're done for a while. But test your soil. And then the third thing I would do is I would apply compost and or mulches to the top of the garden in the fall, and I would let them sit there all winter long. There is a tremendous amount of microbial activity even in frozen soil, and particularly if there's snow, then you get a little zone right above the soil and below the snow where it's warm enough so that you get even more microbial activity. And by the time spring comes around, the microbes and good stuff that's in that compost and mulch has worked its way down into the root zone of your garden. So those are the things that we do in the fall. And then, just because it's me, I would go out and buy each one of my books and read them all winter long so that by the time spring came, I was ready to go.
Now, where can people purchase your books, Jeff?
Well, first of all, we're now calling it the Teaming Series, and we spell it T-E-A-M, because you're teeming with these microbes, and you're teeming with your nutrients, and you're teeming with your fungus. And you can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, almost any bookstore in the world has it. The first book has been translated into 9 separate languages.
Wow.
It's really gone global. And so if you want to get it in Dutch or French or Korean, we can arrange to have that happen too. But Amazon has them. Just look under Teaming, T-E-A-M-I-N-G, with microbes, and then you'll see all of the list of the free books. In fact, now that there's the trilogy, I'm calling myself Lord of the Roots. And I go, bump, bump, bump.
Well, I mean, this is something that we're just becoming aware of. It's been there all the time, and people like you that have been doing a lot of research have given us some great information. And Jeff, you're going to stay with us one more hour, and if those of you listening, your station is now leaving, go to paulparent.com and you can listen online. And if you have a question for Jeff, call him. It's 855-660. The
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.